Hi, my name is Olivia Hill. This is my podcast called Warfare and Technology of World War II, and this is episode 1. Technology played an important role in World War II. Major advances in weaponry, communications, and industry on both sides of the war impacted the way the war was fought and eventually the outcome. On the ground, there were tanks. Although tanks were used in the First World War, it was during World War II that tanks became a major military force. Hitler utilized tanks in his fast-moving panzer divisions. They enabled him to move quickly and take over much of Europe, using a tactic called Blitzkrieg. The meaning is lightning war. Some of the most famous tanks from World War II include Germany's Tiger tank, the Soviet Union's T-34 tank, and the United States Sherman tank. In the air, there was the aircraft. The Air Force became one of the most important parts of the military during World War II. Whoever had control of the air often won the battle on the ground. Different types of planes were designed for specific tasks. There were small, fast fighter planes, designed for air-to-air combat, large bombers that could drop huge bombs on enemy targets, planes designed to land and take off on aircraft carriers, and large transport planes used to deliver supplies and soldiers. Other important advances in aircraft include the first military helicopters and the first jet-powered fighter planes. The radar was a new technology developed right before the war. It used radio waves to detect enemy aircraft. The British were the first to employ the radar, and it helped them fight off the Germans in the Battle of Britain. In the ocean, there was the aircraft carrier. One of the biggest changes in naval technology in World War II was the use of the aircraft carrier. The aircraft carriers became the most important ships in the Navy. They were able to launch air attacks from anywhere in the ocean. The use of explosives was an important invention in World War II. World War II saw the invention of many new types of bombs. The Germans invented long-range flying bomb, which is called the V-1, as well as the rocket bomb, called the V-2. The Allies developed a bouncing bomb that would bounce across the water and explode once it hit a dam. Other specialized bombs include bunker busters and cluster bombs. The atomic bomb was perhaps the largest leap in technology during World War II. This bomb caused a massive explosion by nuclear reactions. It was used by the United States to bomb Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Secret codes were developed in order to keep communication secret. Both sides developed their own. The Germans used a machine called the Enigma machine to code and decode their messages. However, the Allied scientists were able to crack the code, giving them an advantage in battle. Propaganda was also affected by the war. New technology was used to disperse propaganda inventions like motion pictures, the radio, and the microphone were all used by governments to broadcast their messages to people. The entire technology of a radar, which was the ability to use radio waves to detect objects at a distance, was barely invented at the start of the war, but became highly developed in just years at sites such as the radiation laboratory at MIT by allowing people to see remotely at very long distances. The radar made the idea of surprise attack virtually obsolete and vastly enlarged the arena of modern warfare. The radar allowed nations to track incoming air attacks, guided bombers to their targets, and directed anti-aircraft guns towards airplanes flying high above. Researchers not only constructed the radars, but also devised countermeasures during the bomb raids. Allied bombers dropped thousands of tiny strips of tinfoil, codenamed Window and Chaff, to jam the enemy radar. By constructing complex pieces of electronic equipment that had to be small, rugged, and reliable, radar engineering also set the foundations for modern electronics, especially television. Radar signals could be used for navigation, as a ship or airplane could measure its distance from several radar beacons to a triangulate its position. A system for radar navigation called LORAN was a precursor today satellite-based GPS technologies. The military found other uses for the radar. Meteorologists, for example, could track storms with this technology, a crucial skill to have when planning a major military operations like D-Day, when weapon designers discovered a way to place tiny radar sets into artillery shells, the proximity fuse was invented. These fuses would explode when they neared their targets. By the end of the war, proximity fuses became a critical component to many anti-aircraft shells. World War II also saw many advances in medical technology. The penicillin shot was not invented during the war, but it was the first mass-produced during the war. The key to making it available to millions was mostly used to treat venereal diseases such as gonorrhea and syphilis, which had been the scourge armies for thousands of years. While penicillin itself is still used today, it was the persecutor to the antibiotics that we take today to keep simple infections from becoming life-threatening illnesses. Medicines against tropical diseases such as malaria also became critical for the United States to fight in tropical climates, like the South Pacific. Pesticides like DDT played a critical role in killing mosquitoes. The science and technology of blood transfusions were also perfected during World War II, as was aviation medicine, which allowed people to fly safely at high altitudes for long periods. Studies of night vision and supplemental oxygen, even crash helmets and safety belts, emerged from the aviation medicine. It was to be said that World War II is a long and bloody war. But while it was a long and bloody war, it also had many advances for technology that would not be the same for today. I intend to post my next post in a month. I hope you liked this one today. It was all about the World War II warfare and technology and how it impacts our lives today. Hope you enjoyed. Have a great day.